This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Folks, we are here back again another hour, maybe the second hour for some of you, maybe the first hour for others. It's Wednesday, September 23rd on the R-A-D-I-O. Let's hear it, ladies. R. Give me an R.
R.
Give me an A.
Like a pirate. R.
R.
So insulting.
What do you mean it's insulting?
To pirates?
Yes.
Oh, come
people
on.
People go, R-A, it's like a cheer squad.
That's right. Yeah, the cheer squad. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keenan on the cheer squad. Doug's giving the letters. Give me an R.
Doug would totally be the guy cheerleading.
I know.
He would not be a jock. He would be, yeah, with a megaphone.
A. Go ahead.
Right.
And then he would
all
say,
right, let's get to it here.
Give me a D.
Yeah, give me a D. I'll give you a D. The fact that Michael Bloomberg is pouring some cash into Florida for sort of, some people say it's an unseemly effort. So, Jennifer, what's the story behind the story with that move on Bloomberg's part?
Well, I'll let you be the judge of it. I just tell you this story because I think it's interesting. It shows how big a state Florida really is. Mm-hmm. And what's happening right now, and Matt Gaetz, actually, who's one of the representatives from Florida, said that there actually might be an investigation into all of this, a criminal investigation. I don't know if that's actually going to happen.
Huh?
But about whether or not Bloomberg is connected to illegal activities with votes in Florida.
Oh,
so here's what happened. Well, here's what happened before you get there.
Yeah, go ahead.
Bloomberg at gunpoint held. Sorry.
Yeah. I was like, wait, what? Where are we going?
Held up the Bank of Boca.
Required voters to fill out their ballot in front of him, and then he delivered it swiftly. I tease about that.
He does a reverse rob. He gives money out to everybody.
So
he's Robin Hood. It's Robin Bloomberg. Go ahead.
He reportedly raised $16 million for the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition. By raised, probably just donated because he's pretty wealthy. Under the Florida state constitution right now, convicted felons can regain their voting rights after having served their time. But there is a law enacted by the governor that states that felons must pay all fines, restitution, and other legal financial obligations before their sentences would be considered fully served. Under that Florida law, it's a third-degree felony for someone to either directly or indirectly provide something of value to impact whether or not someone votes. So the question is whether or not paying off someone's fines and legal obligations counts as something of value, and according to most people, it clearly does. If Michael Bloomberg was offering to pay off people's credit card debt, you would see the value in that. It would be the same thing as offering to pay off someone's legal fees so that they'd be available to vote. They feel that that's tampering. So Michael Bloomberg could be getting back and forth. I mean, I think it's a bit fuzzy.
There are a lot of charities that already do that help transition people, you know,
so
who are felons.
Give the money to charity.
Yeah.
Maybe,
and Kim Kardashian, you could say, you know, that maybe she did the same thing with multiple felons who've been released, and then she pays for their rent for a year and she pays their fines off. I don't know. I mean, I understand it, but I also think that I don't know how far this is going to go legally.
And that might stretch. Now, a Bloomberg memo a few weeks ago put out from inside of his, I don't want to say his campaign, but one of his political staffers put out a memo that said, we know to win Florida, we will need to persuade, motivate, and add new votes to the Biden column. This means we need to explore all avenues for finding the needed votes when so many votes are already determined. The data shows that in Florida, and this is not part of the memo, black voters are a unique universe unlike any other voting bloc, where the Democratic support rate tends to be 90 to 95%. The law is clear, this is back again, to just some of the commentary from Matt Gaetz, that this is something of value, right? 90 to 95% of the black vote. And so they're saying if they go in and start paying off people's restitution, does this tamper with the numbers? So I don't know. I'm sure this will end up in the courts. If it doesn't, if
this
it's not there today,
before the election,
right?
Yeah. So this is kind of a moot point. This is really more about future elections, but because didn't they pass a law in Florida recently that they weren't that they were not going to allow felons to get their voting rights back, regardless of whether they pay their fines or not?
The new law is if you pay your fines, you get your rights back.
Has that been challenged by the Supreme Court? It seemed to me that would be a really good case to go to the Supreme Court.
It does, but I don't think it's made it that far yet.
I just the reason I don't think it's made it that far is because I think that's consistent with some already settled law in some other states, actually. You pay your restitution, and then you can get your voting rights back after you've served your time and paid your debt, basically. Then you're free to get your rights back. So I think it might actually be settled in some states. But
all right. Something else not settled necessarily.
Element.
Yeah. The North Carolina State Board of Elections agreed to count mail ballots if they are postmarked by the day of election and received up to...
Isn't that supposed to always be the rule?
9 days later. Well, everybody's looking for some...
For a three extra days.
For the day. And so now this stretches it out. Why would you vote by mail and then not have the ballot considered? Because by the end of the day, on election day, the networks and other... quote-unquote experts, will have declared who the winner is, or at least they'll tell you which direction's going in. So if your ballot isn't really counted, the deadline is extended for, 9 days? What good is it? I mean, the
yeah,
end of,
see, that's what I don't like.
It's like the primary election system that we have in America, that the people that vote at the end have no say whatsoever. It's ridiculous.
The best thing that can happen for the country, if whoever is going to win, just wins decisively. Because if this is caught up in the courts, it's going to be a disaster. Already, the campaigns have legal teams going in there. The swing states are going to be overrun with lawyers. It's going to be so hard. And the fact that we're now actually considering bringing in people's votes 9 or 10 days after the election, I just don't know how that's beneficial.
Are there other states that have this?
Yes. Yeah. No, this has become what a lot of the lawyers are arguing about now. I think Pennsylvania was one where they were going to keep getting votes like 3 days after Election Day. I mean, either it's in or it's not. Vote by mail, do what you want, but you've got to get it in.
Drop it off the day of.
Which is, I think, the best. If you're going to do if you're in a state, and by the way, we're talking about universal mail-in, it's only happening in 9 states. So
hardly universal.
Right. Well, universal in the state is what that means. So it just so happens that I live in California, Victoria. You live in New Jersey, and we are one of 4 states who are just rolling it out because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
We're living in states that it's going to be a disaster, and it's becoming more of a storyline. But in every other state, there's something called naked ballots in Pennsylvania. Did you hear about this?
Sounds fun.
It's not what you think. Naked ballots are for people who don't use the envelope inside. You know, you're supposed to get the ballot, cast your vote, put it in an envelope, and then put it in another envelope.
Mm-hmm.
They've already told people in Pennsylvania, if you don't put it in that envelope inside, they're going to toss it. So...
Well, that sounds right. That's just following instructions.
No, I agree with you. But do you know how many people are going to go nuts because they forget to sign their ballot? It's going to get tossed. They forget to use the envelope. I mean, it's just...
All right, about time for a non-sequitur here. Everybody ready?
Ready.
The theme from the old Western Paladin went something like this. Paladin, paladin, where do you roam? Paladin, paladin, far, far from home. So I'm going to change the lyric line to Calatrin. Calatrin, Calatrin, do you have help? Calatrin, Calatrin, can you help me? Calatrin, Calatrin... And so forth. We can make up our own. Maybe we could have a contest for the new Calatrin jingle, the Calatrin song. But the bottom line is, as the ladies roll their eyeballs, is that Calatrin is America's, matter of fact, the universe's number one weight loss formula for people who don't want to get all jigged up with caffeine and things like that. This is stimulant free, folks, and drug free too, with the main ingredient for your body, collagen protein. But there's a mix of 8 or 9 different things that are in this, perfect for helping you lose weight and keeping it off. That's what you really want to do, right? Once you've gone to all the trouble, the work, the effort to lose the weight, get yourself to where you're supposed to be, then you want to keep it there. And most of the programs that are around now, they don't do that. They help you lose the weight, bingo, and you're on your own. So with Calitrin, that's not the case. There are all kinds of reasons. The COVID reasons, number one, I think. Safe, even if you're on medications, blood pressure medication, diabetic medication, doesn't make any difference. It's gluten-free. So, and there's no hidden fee. You order it once and that's it. You want some more, you got to call them back or go online and order some more. Speaking of going online, you go to toploss.com to make the connection. The toploss.com website is pretty much the same. You can use Calitrin.com if you want to. This has side benefits, too. You lose inches, you lose pounds, you support better sleep. That's what I take it for. I go to bed. It's great. A lot of energy when you wake up in the morning, better digestion, all that good stuff. So this is something that has topicality and value. Toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV when you're checking out. You don't have to pay for shipping. You buy three. I was talking, I think, last week about a very special deal that lasted a couple of days only. Every once in a while, they have these sort of shotgun deals. Get the best deal you can on the day of by using the DJV code. Lose the weight. Keep it off. That's the guarantee or your money back at toploss.com. Discount code at checkout, DJV.
Whether classes in school, at home, or a little bit of both, school goes on.
And Staples has everything you need to start the year right.
From lap desks to notebooks, noise-canceling headphones to UV sanitizers.
And all at amazing prices. This week, notebooks and rulers are just 25 cents each.
Now that's a back-to-school deal you don't want to miss. Shop in-store, order online, or pick up curbside. School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 9/26. Limit 30. Limits vary online. While supplies last, curbside available in most stores.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, in Louisville, police officers preparing today for the anticipated announcement about whether officers involved in the Breonna Taylor shooting are going to get charged. The announcement will come from the Kentucky Attorney General. The police chief declared a state of emergency because of that. The department said it is canceling vacations for all employees. Federal courthouse and other buildings have been closed for the week. Barriers. What kind of way?
Well, it should. Well, it should tell you what they're expecting and what people should probably expect. And
you know that the grand jury is not going to convict any of these officers who shot her.
And so a lot of businesses have boarded up and all of that. I mean, here's the thing. When you strip the emotions out of it, I mean, anybody who gets put in jail for murder has to be cast beyond a shadow of a doubt that they were indeed trying to do this for XYZ reasons. And it's going to be really
difficult.
Well,
that's only murder one, though. That's premeditated. But if you kill someone, it's still murder.
still accidental. There's a lot of protections. It's just, it's hard to imagine.
No, that's not going to be, if they are in charge, that's not going to be the only place in the country that there's a problem.
Oh, I know. 100%.
21 after the hour, DJV time.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
John Lennon tune, post-Beatle era, Give Me Some Truth, the second annual Dear John concert in honor of what would have been his 80th birthday, streaming live a week from Friday, or 2 weeks from Friday, 3 o'clock Eastern time from London's Hard Rock Cafe, so it's 8 o'clock London time on YouTube. The virtual show featuring performances and tributes to Lennon from Peter Gabriel, K.T. Tunstall, Richard Curtis, Max Jazz of Faithless, Lindsay L., John, I don't know who Ilsley, who's John Ilsley? You know, and is that supposed to be Isley? No?
I don't know. I think it's
no, this guy's in Dire Straits. Okay, never mind. Lawrence Cowan of Styx.
Is he okay?
John Ilsley?
No. You said he's in Dire Straits.
Right. Well, his name is Ilsley.
That's so, right. Oh, yeah, see?
Dire Straits.
Funny, huh?
Very good, Jennifer. Anyway, the
hysterical.
Only your laugh is hysterical. Proceeds from this show is going to provide aid to War Child UK, which is an organization that seeks to assist impoverished families all across the world's war zones. Organizers said there's a great necessity for this incredible charity. They fight for those who have the smallest voice but the greatest of importance. They're here to let these children know that they are not forgotten. With all we have faced in the world through these distressing times, it is we as a global community who, as always in the past, can bridge the gaps that divide our world and shine a light on the darkest corners of our planet. No doubt, as the great man would wish for us to do, reference, of course, to John Lennon. This is one of the best solos I think he did. It's kind of a fun pop song. Whatever gets you through the night. John Lennon celebrating his 80th birthday. It's 25 and change at the hour on this Wednesday DJV program. Time now for another icon to be recognized. Next Thursday, October 1st, Nashville singer-songwriter Devon Gilfillian covering all of Marvin Gaye's 1971 album, What's Going On? By the way, Rolling Stone recently named this the greatest album of all time. That's quite a statement. It has songs in it like this, are fabulous stuff. I think this song, just every time I hear it, it was, well, no matter what
so
I'm doing.
Incredible.
Well, yeah, but this, the spirit of the song.
Too, yeah.
Yeah, the spirit. Anyway, so Gil Fillion said, I decided I wanted to learn the entirety of Marvin Gaye's album, What's Going On, and use that music to raise money to fight voter suppression and bring people together and share the message that Marvin was trying to get across. He simply wanted this country to have a conversation, an informed conversation, on the injustice and pain that people are facing. To simply look at what's going on almost 50 years later. This album came out 50 years ago, and every word still rings with such relevance. The spiritual event will take place in partnership with Headcount, NUGS.net, and the Nashville-based Equity Alliance, with proceeds benefiting the Equity Alliance organization. Gil Fillion went on to say to me, making our voices heard is the most important thing we can do. He, by the way, released his debut album, Black Hole Rainbow, back in January. What a great name, Gil Fillion, isn't it?
Yeah.
People have died for the right to vote in our country, and right now we see politicians making that harder. Now's the time to fight. There's an election going on. It'll stream October the 1st, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. An election going on. That's what's going on. Huh? That's what's going on. Marvin Gaye, who had a very interesting life, which was ended by his father, who was a minister, and didn't like his running around, and they had a fight in his bedroom, and that was the end of that. So, and I think he was 30, what, maybe 33, 34 at the most. Imagine what would have happened if he'd have stayed, if he'd have been alive and continued to contribute the kind of music that he was up to. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are five quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said the quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Stock up to support your family's immune health with Ester-C, a superior form of vitamin C. Ester-C lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C, and it's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. So don't just settle for regular vitamin C. Look for Ester-C on the label when you shop for your family's immune health. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring, because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The wife of the late Republican Senator John McCain is backing Democrat Joe Biden in November. Cindy McCain says Biden will stand up for American values, and she notes that she and Biden didn't always see eye to eye on the issues, but she says he's honest and will lead the nation with dignity. On the campaign trail, President Trump telling Pennsylvania voters November's contest is a matter of economic survival for the Keystone State. He promised support for the controversial oil and natural gas extraction extraction method, fracking in that state.
And I'll keep your jobs in Pennsylvania where they belong, and you're going to be doing fracking for a long time.
In New Hampshire, Vice President Mike Pence appeared and heard chants of fill that seat.
We're going to fill that seat.
Promising the high court vacancy will be rapidly filled by a conservative. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Intelligence officials reportedly believe that Russian President Vladimir Putin is directing an operation to intervene in the upcoming U.S. election. The Washington Post reporting the CIA has assessed that Putin and other top Russian officials are behind efforts to disparage Democratic nominee Joe Biden. Their efforts are also meant to sow public discord ahead of the November election. Intelligence officers making a similar determination about Putin's direct involvement and plans to disrupt the 2016 election. Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher is issuing two executive orders ahead of any decision in the Breonna Taylor shooting case. The first order declares a state of emergency and allows Fisher to hire people to deal with possible unrest in the streets of that city, also allowing him to implement curfews and other restrictions. The second order will ban on-street parking and some parking in some downtown parking garages. Fisher says in a statement he's not sure when Attorney General Daniel Cameron will announce his decision in the case, but it's expected in the next few days. And one of the founding members of the Four Seasons is being remembered after losing a battle with coronavirus. Tommy DeVito was 92. He was behind hits like Big Girls Don't Cry and Sherry. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, that's good. Today is Wednesday. And it's pop quiz time.
That's very passable, by the way.
September 23rd.
Word association, guys.
Actually, we should do that every day and give away a prize. Maybe we'll come up with a $100 prize for
the
really pop
quiz. But it's really word association. Is there any right answer? It's just what pops into your brain first when you hear a certain word or name.
So that wouldn't be a good contest. You've got to have the right answer in order to win, right? And that's
maybe if you match what we should do, it's like the match game. We write down our first word, and then you call in, and if it matches, you get a prize.
Radio match game. That's probably an idea. That's evolving, not being stuck in the past, right? We modernize it. That's the thing to do.
Like modernize. Crazy self-serving categories. It would be
yes. DJV program D stands for Doug. That's me. J stands for Jennifer. That's her over there on the right. And B stands for Victoria. That's her over there on the left. Not necessarily the left or right, just where they're standing in the visual studio, the virtual. You can visualize what it's like in our studio as we, speaking of visualization, no trick or treating. Somebody needs to give the CDC a life. So a lot of COVID
stuff. Winter vacation, shall we? Should we send him home for the fall?
So stupid. These people are so out of touch. All right, so what's the story, Victoria?
Okay, so there's some stuff in here that's passable and other stuff that they warn against with regard to Halloween. They also issued, and we can do this as we get further into the fall, they issued guidelines, which I'm sure will change every week for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And
all their stuff has been changing every day, so.
So we'll stick with Halloween for right now. They recommend, they put up a list of different activities, and they break it down by level of risk. So door-to-door trick-or-treating or trunk-or-treating, which depending on your neighborhood could mean a lot of things, that's where treats are handed out of trunks of cars lined up in parking lots.
My mom always told me to stay away from that. But
yeah, I don't buy purses from trunks. I don't do lots of things that originate from a trunk of a car, but sure. So they said that that trick-or-treating in person, trunk-or-treating, indoor parties, and haunted houses are the riskiest activities. Other activities to be avoided are hay rides or tractor rides with other people. I don't agree with that. If you're with your family, why not? You know, that makes no sense. They said that using alcohol or drugs should not be alcohol and drugs should not be consumed because it can cloud your judgment.
What, kids aren't supposed to drink on Halloween?
Yeah, I mean, is the CDC nuts? I mean, is it ever a great idea for some kids to be like, hey, Mom, you know what sounds like a great idea? Meth. Let's go trick-or-treating.
Right. Yeah, exactly. They also said that you should not participate in in-person Halloween festivities, meaning like, you know, costume parades, things like that.
That would be fun.
Yeah. I think if you're outside, you can easily socially distance with a costume parade. But anyway,
these
are their
guidelines. Halloween is made for this stupid thing. Halloween, you wear a mask and you're outdoors. This is what they've been telling us to do for the last 8 months. I mean, should we throw that out now? I mean, I've got my costume ready to go. You just strap that mask on. You head outside. What's the big deal?
Well, they do say that if you have individually wrapped goodie bags that are lined up for families to trick-or-treat where you can socially distance in a driveway or whatever, they said that's fine. If you go outdoors and socially distance for a costume party, parade, or Halloween movie night, that's also okay, depending on, you know, keeping the numbers down. For spooky events, like watching a Halloween movie outside, or with other people who don't live with you, or visiting a haunted forest, they recommend greater distancing if screaming is likely to occur, because, you know, projectile with... I know, I can't even make this up. Now they say, and then the final thing is, costume masks, they say, are not substitutes for protective face masks, and you shouldn't wear them both because it's hard to breathe. What they recommend instead is finding a Halloween-themed cloth mask.
Is there no common sense? Does the government, do we have any life? Is everything dependent on what the damn government says? This is getting sickening. I'm sick of this crap. Just wasting money and time and putting so-called experts.
I think it's common sense, right?
Like, yes!
You know, there are ways that you can trick-or-treat very
safely.
We
have so drilled common sense out of certainly millennials, but people that are even your age that have no common sense whatsoever. They rely, the government says this, the government says that. We got to do this because the government says we become a police state and a government-controlled state. We're no longer free. All of this foolishness, God bless us.
And I got to tell you, as much as we end up talking about California a lot, this started in L.A. County weeks ago.
Yeah, this is California.
We did this story, I think, a couple weeks ago when I said the joy killers are canceling Halloween. These guidelines are the same thing.
And Brendan...
can we just have a little bit of fun? This seems like a relatively safe thing that could make kids feel like there's a shred of normalcy left in the year. And now we're going to strip that away.
My son and my daughter, I'll tell you a story, Jennifer and Victoria. My son and daughter both live in Los Angeles, about a mile and a half from each other. Brendan's in West Hollywood, Megan's in Westwood. Megan's a prof at UCLA, very successful. Brendan has a new, I can't tell you the story, but anyway.
It's a cool project.
The essence of what's going on with them is they think about their families and their future. They both, in separate conversations, because they don't usually do FaceTime together. And last night we sort of got off on, Brendan started the conversation by saying, you know, Dad, I'm thinking about where we're going to live and whether it makes a difference where we live. For what he does, it doesn't make a difference. Where Megan lives does make a difference, at least now. So he said, and he's very good at research, he and his wife have looked at three areas of the country that look like they're going to be safe for the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years. And one of them is living in a clean environment without lots of hoopla. Upstate New York is one, and Maine is another. So
they would hate upstate New York.
Well,
I'm not sure. Well,
politically, probably.
Will she even leave her family, though?
Well, this is the idea. You know, the work that they're doing sort of requires they are in L.A. or in Hollywood at the moment because they both are in the quote-unquote biz. But, you know, who knows how that will change. Yeah, the way they're moving, my friend Tucker started shooting his new TV show up in Vancouver yesterday, not shooting it in L.A., shooting in Vancouver.
A lot of stuff is filming already now in Toronto and Vancouver. Canada really has handled the virus very well, and so they've gotten back to work faster, which is kind of, I wish, an example that a lot of places in the States would look at. And, you know, that taking precautions helps everyone, economically, mentally, physically. It's so much better, and there are so many people who are trying to fight against it. And then, like, not wearing a mask or being out in big groups. And now we're just seeing more and more spikes popping up. So it's like whack-a-mole. It's horrible.
Over in England, Boring Boris announcing new restrictions there that could be in place for as much as 6 months. Number of virus cases now doubling every 7 days. Masks will now be mandatory. Boy, you talk about a reversal.
Well, look how late they are to this party. You know, now masks are mandatory when you go into a hospital. Like, what? That wasn't a thing already? Mm-hmm. It's crazy how far behind they are.
And he had the balls to blame the handling of the virus on others other than himself.
Oh, yeah.
People, he said,
blamed everybody.
Resisting lockdowns and ignoring health expert recommendations. You moron, you started that.
Right. And he had the virus. He was in the hospital. On a ventilator. I mean, it's like, what? He's not that bright. I really don't think he's that bright.
No. So, here's good news for Jennifer. Your cruise stock is probably going to go up another $500, Jen.
Good. I'm excited.
Cruise Line's
attempting that app on my new phone so I can see
to get out again. There's this trade group that represents most of the global industry sent plans, here we go, to the government, hoping to get the agency to lift its no-sale order. This went to the CDC. The no-sale order has been extended twice as in place until next week. Plan includes testing all passengers and crew before they board, mandatory mask wearing, and distancing on the ship. I'm guessing that's on the ship.
That is tough to do on a ship, though.
I know.
I don't know how they're
Well, you know what Hawaii's doing? Hawaii's doing this thing where because remember Hawaii was kind of ridiculous that they would do you had to come into the state and then quarantine for 14 days before you were allowed to do anything. And it really killed tourism. So now they're requiring a COVID test before you fly. And I think you could probably get cruises back if you required the same kind of thing.
Yep. The FDA, another government agency, expected to spell out a new standard for an emergency authorization of vaccine as soon as this week. Make it difficult for any vaccine to be cleared before Election Day. See? Politics, 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 politics. Government, 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 government. Live your life, my God. The more guidance. We're going to follow the guidance. I love that. The locals here say, we're going to follow the guidance issued by the CDC. Well, what makes them so special? They got a lot of morons
there. They change
all
the time.
Yeah, of course. So there's no, you know, you could have a field day. If you wanted to resist what rules are being made, somebody gives you $500. We'd be giving... The police here have been giving $500 fines out to people who gather illegally.
Yeah, same in New Jersey.
Whatever that means, illegally.
If you go beyond whatever the number is set right
you
now,
you challenge that in court, you won't pay a penny.
100 or 50 or whatever.
Yeah, it won't hold up in court. So anyway, there's a question that's been asked about why children with COVID don't get as sick. The shorter stays, less need for the ones that really are sick. For mechanical ventilation, much lower mortality rate. So it's kind of a mystery that I'm not sure, even though people are pointing to this as something to put the kids back in school. Don't worry about them because they're going to be okay. They studied 65 children. This is in this would be a Ken Kronos thing, Science Translational Medicine. And you can say, Doug, how'd you find that? I did a little research, boys and girls. That's what I did, because I do believe that children should be in school. So I'm looking around to see what's going on here and there. Previous research found that the immune response to COVID with youngsters linked to acute respiratory distress syndrome known as ARDS, A-R-D-S, which can have severe outcome in adults, but doesn't seem to have much, doesn't seem to take hold on children because they're, for the most part, stronger immune system. But there still is the question about youngsters having it and giving it not to other youngsters, but to other people in the family.
Right.
Who have lung compromises and stuff like that. I don't think there's an answer to that. I think if children are going to go to school, they probably ought to be away from the others in the family that might be compromised. I don't know what else you do.
The problem, though, is that with a lot of lower-income families...
they all live together.
Yeah, the grandparents are the built-in daycare or babysitters, so that's where it gets dicey.
Yep. Today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, here we have Redhead Appreciation Day. It's also Celebrate Bisexuality Day.
Wow, so if you're a bisexual redhead, you're having a this is your moment.
Right.
Go on, girl.
Redhead's been portrayed through time as beautiful. I think, what, Prince Andrew likes redheads, right?
Oh, yes, according to...
I used to always want to be a redhead. I was always so jealous. There's this girl in my high school who had this beautiful red hair, and I always was so jealous. Ugh.
I always used to think
so
that they were pretty...
No.
I'm not using that word.
Crazy is what you're going to say.
No, I was thinking of a word that's spelled E-A-S-Y, but that's not good for me to say on the air. Easy.
Yeah, it's much better to spell it.
Somewhat promiscuous, wild, hot-tempered, violent, immoral.
One of
the better known. Yeah, redheads are supposed to be immoral, according to some researchers.
That's like ancient, in ancient Romans, and a lot of ancient writers would talk about that with redheads,
One of the better known accounts is seen in Jewish mythology, detailing the appearance of Lilith, a beautiful demon who wreaked sensual havoc in the Garden of Eden. And then Judas, who betrayed Jesus, portrayed in medieval paintings as having red hair and a crimson beard. Contrary to what many people assume, redheads did not originate in Scandinavia, Scotland, or Ireland, but in Central Asia about 100,000 years ago.
By a demon.
Right.
What are these poor people?
Their coloring is due to a mutation. Who cares?
I care.
It's just interesting. What? A mutation in the MC1R gene?
Yeah.
Well,
you
that it's
that?
A genetic, that it's a genetic disruption or
it's
whatever
like
you want
freckles,
to call it.
It's freckles, right? It's freckles. Anyway, that causes freckles in red hair. During the 16th to 18th centuries, red hair was often seen as a marker of witchcraft and magical abilities, during which witch hunts, red-haired people were usually the first to be suspected and found guilty.
Being a redhead in Salem was no fun.
By the way, the name of Russia, translated, means land of the reds. That's why they're called. Did you know that? I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Now that's
is that what's called Red Square?
Yeah, because they're considered, the Russians are always referred to as the reds. Commies were referred to as reds, those red communists. Now that's something I didn't know. All right, take that away with you. TV news, Yellowstone is going to continue, even though the Paramount Network is going to rebrand itself and come up with its CBS company. So a lot of CBS shows, I think this is a very interesting. If you haven't seen Yellowstone, check it out. Pretty interesting. It's kind of like Dallas in a way, don't you agree?
That's the Kevin Costner one, right?
Yeah. People love it. Yeah, it's a very interesting show. Yep, they like it because of him and the characters that are in it. Anyway, so what else? Jennifer, tonight on TV, what do we have?
You are the Weakest Link. Goodbye. The series premiere is back. The Weakest Link is on NBC tonight at 10 o'clock, plus the season finale of Coroner, the CW at 9 o'clock.
Don't forget, Dancing with the Stars is probably on somewhere. It's now 10 before the hour.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wednesday, some people call it Hump Day. I think that's kind of disrespectful, but then, or politically incorrect. But then,
no, you're over the hump.
Pretty much everything else I know, but you know what other connotation it has. So here we are with Tech Talk. I'm happy about this. Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. The fact that Microsoft is doing something to challenge Zoom, and it's not that I don't like Zoom, it's just I don't like it belongs to the Chinese. And that they track everybody who does everything. So how's this going to work, Victoria?
So Microsoft Teams is the name of the system, and they have a new together mode that they've basically created during this pandemic, and it's for all the virtual meetings that that everyone needs to have it from home. So what they've done now to make it a little more fun and kind of stealing a little bit of Zoom's thunder, they have new background scenes that include a number. It's actually more sophisticated because Zoom will give you a new backdrop, but it doesn't actually go this far. So the new background scenes include a number of auditoriums, conference rooms, and even a virtual coffee shop. So the mode is also getting updated with a new feature that uses machine learning to automatically scale and center people in their virtual seats no matter how far they are from the webcam, so everyone looks the same on it, which is kind of cool. And especially when you have like a large meeting, everyone will be uniformed. So the NBA, just in case this sounds a little familiar, this is what the NBA is using for all of their live games. And so when you see that wall, that 17-foot LED wall,
and it looks like all the fans are sitting next to each other, they're using Microsoft Teams together mode. And so it looks really good. It's Microsoft, I have to say, has done a great job with the tech behind it. It looks very slick, and it allows, for the NBA feature, it's been very successful, allows fans to dial in, and even though they're at home, everyone looks like you're actually sitting in the stands. So Microsoft says they're also improving Teams with custom layouts. That's coming soon, and that's going to revamp how presenters add content to meetings. So that allows for the video feed of the presenter to be laid on top of whatever the slide deck is, so as they're walking you through a presentation, you don't have to pick between the presentation pages and the presenter. You can actually have both, which is that's a really good feature. Microsoft is also adding options for breakout rooms later this year, so essentially this could be great for smaller groups in education, where a teacher might ask a group of students to go and do their own virtual team, and then she or he can pop in and out of those groups. So right now it supports up to 1,000 meeting participants, and wow. And then in the view-only mode, it can support up to 20,000 people. So I think Microsoft, like I said, they've done a great job with all of this, and as we move into the fall, and a lot of companies, depending on where you are, of course, in the country, in New York, in New Jersey, where we are, no one's back in an office, and probably not until 2021, and so these types of systems are going to be really important for workers.
Yep. All right, good. I'm encouraged by that. I want to support it, figure out how we can use it for our meetings. Does the U.S. military really have a heat ray? This sounds like kind of a science fiction movie, right? Let's find out.
The Geek Out. You may have recently heard reports that the U.S. government was asked to use a heat ray to help disperse or control protesters and rioters. So, does a heat ray actually exist? Yes, it does. In fact, it was part of a military program back in the late 90s to develop a more non-lethal means of crowd control. Now, ethics aside, it's a large dish that shoots a microwave and a focused beam that can penetrate skin just deep enough to cause a lot of pain, but no damage. Media members who have participated in tests talk about the feeling of scalding water and unbearable levels of pain that goes away just seconds as soon as the ray is turned off. Yes, the heat ray is a real thing and obviously controversial. We've tweeted all about it over at the Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
All right, let's cook up something here, Victoria, from Sam's Club. They're joining the telehealth world, it looks like, yes?
They are, and this is great news for Sam's Club members. It's a new way to see your doctor virtually. They've announced a partnership with the Seattle-based virtual primary care provider called 98.6 that provides members with an exclusive introductory fee and quarterly subscription. Sam's Club members with either a club or plus membership level can sign up for a quarterly subscription to 98.6's telehealth virtual clinic. It's a text-based app, and it's only $20 per participant for the first 3 months, which is actually $10 off the regular price. With the subscription, you get unlimited virtual visits that are $1 each, which is a great deal. And this hooks you up with U.S. board-certified doctors 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The quarterly subscription is $33 every 3 months. And outside of Sam's
very
Club,
good.
Yeah, 98.6 offers annual subscriptions, too, on their own.
These would be kids right out of school, but it's okay, because they're usually fresh.
Well, no, these are board-certified doctors, so this is not like Doogie Howser. But, if you're board-certified, you're board-certified.
You've been around.
This is a good thing. So 98.6 app is the new one.
I think I agree with you. Yep, it's very good. All right, so there you have our overview, a couple of important tech stories.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.